Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Yud Zayin, last amud of the first parak, as we make our way through our Ba'al Avos, and then we get into Ketzad HaRegel. Okay, let us go to the bottom of Tes Zayin and Mabez, where we quoted some psukim about Yirmiyahu, but Yirmiyahu being stuck in a pit, and we said maybe he was Mishum Zona and Mishum Ashes Ish. So now Darash Rava. Rava says, "My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when your Yehu davens Yiyu Mukshalim Lefanecha Beisapecha Asebahem? They should have a stumbling block in front of them, in front of you, Hashem, and they shouldn't be able to do something. So what is that referring to? Amar Yirmiyahu Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbona Shalom, Afilu Bisha Shosin Staka, even at a time when they're giving staka, when they're doing staka, hechshilam bibnei adam she'ena mehuganim. Make them give the staka to people that are not mehugan, people that are not proper, meaning fakers. Fakers should come and collect staka from them. Kidei shelo yukablu aleim schar, so that they don't get schar for what they're doing. That's Yirmiyahu Davids. When they give staka, you know, make sure they don't give staka to real people. Because if they get stuck to real people, obviously they'll be doing the mitzvah, so make sure they don't give staka to real people. The question that Rishonim ask here is that that's not true. If I get staka, even if I giving it to a faker, I still get some kind of schar. You know, it's their fault. I'm supposed to check it out. I'm supposed to do my homework and find out who I'm giving to. But if in the end it comes out that it wasn't a proper recipient, still I'm going to get some schar. So says the Nemuki Yosef that he was really davening that they should give staka to people who they know are inappropriate, right? That's the only way it's not going to work. Says the Nemuki Yosef here that let me just find it. The end of the parak. The Yavah be the Tanya. Sorry, wrong one. Haynu v'had deinu makabel schar. Haynu dafka mishi yodeabo. Aval of ein makiro ve'efshashu hagun schar yeshlo. Shari l'shei mitzvah mechavein. So that's what the number one. Number two, v'odi lo teima hachi ato noel delas b'fnei kamam mehuganim v'makam she'enin mikarim. Right, people don't know them. People aren't going to get stuck at all. So that's why Nebuki Yosef says that's what you have to say that he was davening for. Rabbi Chanan also talks about this. In, where would Rabbi Chanan talk about Zagadata? At the end of Kovas Ha'aris, there's a couple of pages on Biurei Agados. Biurei Agados. Dugmos, the Biurei Agados, al derech hapshat. That's what he says. So there in Simon Gimel, he talks about mitzvos. Lefizeh, ki b'chol mitzvah yeshnem shnei dvarim. Says Rabbi Chanan, in every mitzvah there's two aspects. Number one, to'elis v'tikun ha'naaseh meha mitzvah. Ki b'shvil zeh tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asosa. There's a lot of spiritual, cosmic effects that every one of our mitzvahs do, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately gave the mitzvah. Ki l'kol mitzvah yesh tam, because every mitzvah has a tam. Kol mitzvah has a Ramban. Ramban says b'ach kiseitzei. U'bishvil zeh ha'yaroi lasos ha'mitzvah afilo lo nitztavidu aleihem. We discussed this when he spoke about the avos keeping the Torah before it was given. Rav Chaim V'lazhar mentions this. And because of these cosmic effects, it makes sense, and it would be logical for a person to do a mitzvah, even if they weren't commanded. V'yal kein, kimu ha'avos es ha'torah, kodim sh'nestavo le'abibnei she'ividu ha'to'elos v'atikin mizeh. That's one aspect of a mitzvah. That, there's amazing effects that happens in Shemayim. Number two, acharei she'nitztavinu l'kayem ha'mitzvahs. Once we have the tzivui to do the mitzvah, there is an aspect of listening to the word of God. Hu inyin b'fnei atzmo l'kayem tzivui Hashem yizbarach. Right, that's it, separate from any effect. Hashem said that I should do it, so then my doing it is an effect. That's the ends itself. That's the ends. I don't have to worry about what happened to Shemayim. That's the ends. V'chein aveira yishrei inyanim alav. So too by an aveira. There's the ultimate, terrible, tragic effects that every aveira causes in Shemayim. And number two, the fact that I'm not listening to Hashem. I'm violating as far as Hashem Yisbarach. So he says those are two aspects of every mitzvah. That he relates it to various gemaras. One of them is ours. So perek baba kama, right, of course, Yirmiyahu v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'machshel them, says v'kasha, ha'kaim alon, b'rachas chish, v'adam la'asas mitzvah, v'nanas lo'asah, right, if somebody's nanas doesn't do a mitzvah, ma'ale alav ha'kasav kilu asah, as if he did it. So here too, what's Yirmiyahu doing? The question of the book of Yosef. What do you mean? So if they think they're doing a mitzvah, they're going to get schar anyway. So he says, v'yachi ha'naso shayi rusham gemurim, u'kushay nosted staka v'adilo kibu l'shem mitzvah, rakla hispire. These people, when they get staka, were they really giving it l'shem MS? They weren't doing it listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. right? They would do a Gil Hashem for everybody to be proud of them, for everybody to see. I want to get the plaque on the wall. I want to this. They would do it totally not L'shem Shamayim. So Ella Ilu Hayanosu Lefnei Adam Buhuganim. But the fact is that even if they would be doing it with bad kavana, but if they would really be doing a mitzvah, V'hayolab Schar Kamei Maisa HaMitzvah Afilu Ne'evda Lo Selo Masa Ani Mizbarech. If they would really be doing a mitzvah, in reality, they would still get the schar for the effects that the mitzvah does. But if Yikashlu B'nei Adam She'enim Buhuganim, then they don't get the schar. So says Rabbi Chanan, if somebody's doing a mitzvah for the wrong purposes, so if they end up doing the actual mitzvah, they still get some credit. But if they're not doing the actual mitzvah, and they're doing it for the wrong causes, then they lose out both. If they're not doing the real mitzvah, it does not have the cosmic effects of Shamayim. And if they're not doing it to listen to Hashem, so then they don't get the schar of listening to Hashem. And he says that's related also, obviously, to the sugya of mitzvah srichos kavana and mitzvah ein srichos kavana. Even if you hold mitzvah ein srichos kavana, that just means that, you know, the effects in Shamayim will be accomplished, but still, if ein srichos kavana, you're not going to get the same schar as if you did the mitzvah l'shem am l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if that's true, so he says, the only time you're going to get the schar for l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you do it with kavana, that element, and if you're not doing the mitzvah in reality, then you're not going to get the schar for the effects it has. So that's why Rabbi Chanan says, no miman nefshach here, that's what he's davening for. Forget the makir and not makir. Because Rabbi Chanan, that's a way that we can understand this Gemara about Yirmiyahu and Navi davening. So that's... remember those two aspects of every mitzvah and those two aspects of every aveira. We do it l'shem, listening to Hashem, and not listening to Hashem, and we do it for the effects in Shemayim. Rabbi Chanan says we shouldn't think about the not Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chaim Yivalazhin writes in somewhere else that we're not supposed to think about the effects in Shemayim when we do the mitzvah. When you do the mitzvah, you know what we're supposed to think about? Doing the mitzvah. When we daven, we're supposed to think about. Rabbi Arya Kaplan, as a sefer on Netzil, he says the highest quote from Chaim Vital, I think. The highest level of kavana is thinking what the words mean. It's the highest level. So it's to think about, see the words, and think about the translation. That's the highest level of kavana. I'm not supposed to think about everything else behind it, all the Kabbalistic aspects. That's the highest level of kavana. Okay, so that's Nebuk Yosef, Rabbi Chanan, about the different aspects of a mitzvah, and how ones affects the mitzvah. Remember, we discussed many times Rabbi Yosef Engel. Different mitzvos might have ones rachmana patre affect them in different ways. Whether the whole chiyuv disappears or just the chiyuv is still there, but we have an excuse not to fulfill the chiyuv. So again, I'll say at the end if we have time to get into that. So then we'll come back to the Rabbi Chanan in Asvin Daraisa. Let's though continue now. I'm sorry, I forgot. Biurei Chasidus L'shas. One other one, just to mention. Is it possible that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was davening that a fellow Jew shouldn't do a mitzvah? Could we really say that that's what his kavana? So he says no. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and this is from the Rebbe Reb Zusha, says Yirmiyahu HaNavi Rav Ma'aseh Zeh Tov L'Am Yisrael. He was doing a favor for Klal Yisrael here when he's telling the Hakadosh Baruch Hu not to be mashalim. Kasher Ha'ani Mispal Lefnei Hashem Yisbarach, when an ani davis to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Tonin HaMakatrikim. The prosecutors say Kieno Zakoy L'Kach. This poor person is not roy to get the tzedakah. Rebnei Shem Misnai Shaloka Hogan. He's not acting properly. But after Yirmiyahu curses, it says nobody should come, the right people should have come. And the defender has something to say. Why? They give money even to people who don't even deserve it. Even people who don't deserve it, they give money to. So surely, look, if they give money to anybody, even people who don't deserve it, so even if they don't deserve it, they should be giving the money. So maybe Rabbi Reb Zusha says, maybe it was all the shame, it was all the shame Shamayim. Okay? That is the point of the day from the Birei Chasidus. Says the Gemara now, Vaiter, second to last line. V'kavod asu l'bemoso, m'lam isho shivu yeshiva al kivro. What does it mean? They did a kavod for him, b'moso. They're talking about Chizkiyo HaMelech, getting back to Chizkiyo, who we referred to before about kever avos. They made a yeshiva on his kever. They set up shop, and he started giving shiur on his kever. What exactly does that mean? Tosis on the bottom. Mephisha Hirba Torah B'Yisrael. Why Dafka on Chizkiyahu's Kever? Because Chizkiyahu was an amazing Marbitz Torah. Kidda Amrinan, like we learned in Sanhedrin, Shabbat Kumidon Vad Bar Sheva, they checked in all of Eretz Yisrael when he was alive. Alomatu Ishva Isha Tinok Tinokas. They didn't find one man, woman, boy, or girl, Shlohayu Bakin Betum Avatara. They didn't know all of Hilchos Tum Avatara. Everybody, Midon Vad Bar Sheva. That was Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Imagine the amazing Shiurim and Harbat Torah that took place. A. B. Then Tosfos says, "V'lo al kivro mamish." don't think this was actually on his kever. They buried him, and they set up a yeshiva on top of that kever. That can't be. Not only if there were no kohanim in the yeshiva. You know, you might say, of course, the kohanim can't be there, but let's say it was all Yisraelim. Right? But still, even so, you can't do that. Why? Ela barachol garba amos. Deleka loeg larash. Why? Because you can't learn within Dalet Amos of a Niftar. That's loeg larash. That's making fun of them. That's why you have to put your tzitzis in. And when we go to a Beis HaKfaris, why? Because it's loeg larash. Hi, I'm doing a mitzvah, and you're not doing a mitzvah. So that's what it says. Tosfos, it must be outside of Dalet Amos. That's what Tosfos says. The new Mufi Yosef here again says that's not true. Even if it was within Dalet Amos, it's okay in this case. Yafa got the Tanya, even though it says Yoleich Adam Beis HaKfaris Vitfilin Barosho Sefer Torah Bezroa VeYikra BeYispalel Hainu David LaNafshe. You're doing a mitzvah for yourself, that's loy larosh. Kadim shekori batorah. But if you're doing the mitzvah l'shem the niftar, that's not loy larosh. Aval hecha to ka'avid liyakra de shechra. Go b'nei ha'yeshiva l'kavid rabban l'akim shum loy larosh. What do we do at a Beis HaKfaris? We say Kaddish. We say Tehillim right by the kever. How can that be loy larosh? They can't do that. The answer is no. This is for them. Anything for the niftarim, says the Nemuki Yosef, is not a problem of loy larosh. Again, the big discussion. The Gemara says in Brachas that you're not allowed to talk Divrei Torah within Dalet Amos. Says that Machlokas, there are 2 days in the Gemara. Does that mean Kol Shekain, Dvarim Divrei Chol, or no, Divrei Chol is Mutter? That's interesting. What exactly is the issue of Loeg LaRosh? Also, the Achronim discuss the which might be what Tosfos doesn't accept the Nemuki Yosef. If it's L'shem the Niftar, Tosfos still doesn't allow it. Tosfos said no. This so what's the Nekudas of Machlokas? So maybe one could suggest that what is the issue of loeg larosh? Is it really that you're like pashtus, like he's doing I'm doing a mitzvah, haha. He doesn't have a chance to do a mitzvah, right? It's making fun of him. Or is it more that within Dalet Amos of a niftar, that's not a makom for mitzvahs. More of a formal din, not dafka, you know, shame, making fun of him. Maybe that's the motivation, but then Chazal were mafkia this area for mitzvos. That's it. This is a meis chafshim and a mitzvah, like Amar says in Ksubis. And that's it. This place is mufka from kiyam ha-mitzvah. So if you take that type of approach, then maybe it's a little more objective. Maybe that's what Tosfos says. It doesn't matter if it's for you or if it's for him. This place is mufka from mitzvos. And therefore, maybe it started out of covet for the niftar, but then the way it was formulated was just that this place is makom from mufka from mitzvos. So maybe that's the machlokas between Tosfos and the Nemuki Yosef. Okay, weiter. Pligi ba Reb Nosson v'Rabbanon Chadam Shlosha v'Chadam Shiva v'Chadam Shlosha v'Amila Shloshim. Some said they did it for 3 days, some said they did it for 7 days, some said they did it for Shloshim. We mentioned in the past the Machlokas we've shown him whether Shloshim is for sure the Rabbanon, right? What about Shiva? That's a Machlokas. Some we've shown him, very few, like one or two of the Gaonim say Shiva is Daraisa all 7 days. So we don't pass in that way. There's one of the Gaonim that's just like, right, we compare it to the Sheva Brachas, but that Pash is also Durabanan, but one of the Gaonim say it's all Doraisa. We don't pass in that way. The other two major Shitas in the Rishonim is Tosfos. Bali Tosfos say that all Shiva is Durabanan. All Shiva is Durabanan, and the Rambam and the Rif say the first day of Shiva is Doraisa, the rest is Durabanan. And the first day is only Doraisa if it's Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura, same day. If you have a separation between the death and the burial, a day apart, then there's no Shiva Doraisa in that case. No Shiva Doraisa is all Durabanan. It's only if you have a nafkamina for tefillin. That's the big nafkamina. Tefillin the first day. If an Oval gets back from the cemetery and there's still an hour left of the day, does he put on tefillin? So, if Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura did not happen the same day, so many posts will say you should put on. Others say not. But that could be a nafkamina. It's a big discussion in the post. Tana Rabanan. The Kavod Asala Bamosa. Zechizkiyo Melech Yehuda. She Yatsu Lefanav Shloshim Veshisha Elef Chalutzei Kaseh. By Chizkiyo, there were 36,000 Chalutzei Kasef, which is the Shita explains, is that they all talk Kriya for him. 36,000 people went out by his Levaya. How do you get that? Chalutzei Kasef and 36,000? So Tosfos says on top, Lo is Gematria 36. Lo is Gematria Achiavi. So you see, you learn out a Remez from a Gematria. We mentioned generally Gematria is not the source of a Halacha. Maybe once. We know one Halacha that's learned that from a Gematria, right, and that is Naziris. Tam Naziris is Shloshim Yom, because Kadoshi Yeh, right, Gadal Pera Kadoshi Yeh, it should be holy, and Yeh is Gematria 30. So the Gemara says, Stam Naziris, if I don't accept the specific time, so then Naziris is 30 days. Other than that, generally, Gematria is a remez, could hint me to for certain things, right, that Avram Avinu, did he take Does all those men, or did he take Eliezer, right, his servant, right, his gematria? So all these, Rabbeinu Shantem, how long were they, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to take him out a year early. So Rashi, Chazal, cool gematria all over. The question is it the source for a halacha? So we have that gemara in Nazir. So that's how you learn out that 36,000 chalutzei kasef were running in front of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Amar le'Rav Nechemya, v'halol lefnei achav asukein. What do you mean, achav had the same thing? So what do you mean it was special to Chizkiyah? Ella, no, what does it mean that they did something special to Chizkiyahu? Shehinichu sefer Torah al mitaso. He put a sefer Torah on his kever. The Amru, and they said, kiyem zeh, mashakasa bazeh. Well, this one, Chizkiyahu was mekayem, what's in this one? In the sefer Torah. That was the covet that they did. Tosva says, Dibur maschal Ella, what do you mean? I thought you're not allowed to do that. You can't put a sefer Torah on a coffin. The Avagav, the Berg Master, the boy, cut and Gabi Rav Huna. Mashmah, the Asr Lasos came, Mishim, Asr Leshiv, Agabi Mita, just Sefer Torah, Munachas, a lover. Right? During his lifetime, you can't sit on the same level as a Sefer Torah. Let's say a Chumash. The Chumash is on a bench. You can't sit down on the bench, later on the same level as the bench. So the Midrash of Klal Yisrael, I think we discussed this years ago, really years ago, and that is, so the Minug is, what do? We lift up the Siddur. It's still on the same level as us. Right? What, just the bottom of it? It's not flat now? That's the minhag. We think that, you know, if we stand it up, that makes it a little better. It's a question of whether that really helps, because it's still on the same level as us. We have to be, can't be on the same level. It's not covered to be mashva ourselves with the siddurim. We discussed the poskim talk about what about the certain benches in some shuls. They have a place underneath the bench to put the for the person in back of you to put the siddur on the back. That's fine. What about underneath? So is that appropriate? You're sitting on the chumash. So the question is, does it have space underneath to be considered its own reshus or not? If not, it might be considered on the bench, so maybe it's not appropriate. But either way, that's a discussion. So that's Tosis. You can't. How can they put the Sefer Torah on the bench on the mita on the coffin? So Tosis answers: Shani Chizkia da Havigod baTorah Umayis Tovim biYosef. He was special. He was special that he could do it for him. But I saw David Pavarsky, I think in his commentary here in Baba Kama, says maybe the difference is that the only time a loy l'rush or this type of concept applies is when somebody's being mekayim a mitzvah. Just putting a sefer Torah there, that's not a problem, right? During your lifetime, to be mashing yourself with a sefer Torah, fine. But here, you're putting it on, so we're just worried about the cover of the sefer Torah. So that's, or you're worried about loy l'rush, so then that's not a problem in this case. Okay, one other ha'ara, and that is the Yaris Dvash. The Yaris Dvash says, why did they have to dafka put a Torah there? What was the message of having to put the Torah there and making this whole ceremony in public? So says the Yaris Dvash, because they had a havamina at that time to bury Chizkiyahu privately. Why? Because the Chazal saw at that time, just like Chizkiyahu himself saw at that time, that he was going to have a terrible son, terrible Rasha, right? Menashe HaMelech, he was going to be terrible. And, you know, Arur, people are going to say, Arur Shazay Yalad. Are you going to make it such a an amazing party for him? But then they realized that, no, it wasn't really his choice. Another Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud. He didn't want to have the son. And what happened? Yishayahu HaNavi comes to him and says, Bahadi Kafshi Rahman Alamalach. Don't worry about the hidden things with God. You do what you have to do. You do what you have to do. And you have a tzivu, a puravu. You have to have the kid. So they wanted a dafka, do it in public, says the Yaris Dvash, Rav Yonatan Abishitz, to make sure everybody knows that it wasn't anything to do with him. It wasn't improper chinuch. Right? It was that this was Yad HaDashmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu had this in mind. And he did what he was supposed to do. He did what he was supposed to do, what he was mitzvah to do. And you can't fault him. And that's why they made a big public ceremony in this case. So the Gemara said that's what he did. So they said, B'kiyim zeh mashkasa bazeh. Continuing the Gemara, v'ha'id nami of dinin ha'chi, yes, the Gemara, we all do that today. We all did that, we all did tell me the chacham, and we bring out a Torah and put it on the coffin. I guess that's what they did in the times of the Gemara. Afuki mafkina nuchi lo manchina. No, we take out the Torah. We don't put it on the coffin. V'ba yisema, or anuchi nami manchina. I don't know what the v'ba yisema is, like a different minhagim in different places, right? Or, no, we also put it on the coffin. Kiyem lo amrina, but we don't say kiyem. We don't say that line. Kiyem bazem ashkaza bazem, which is something reserved for only Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Period. Amar Rabbi Bar Barchana, Havi Azilna Ba'adei De Rabbi Yochanan L'Mishal Shmaitza. I was walking to Rabbi Yochanan to ask him a shayla. Ki Havi Ayel L'Beis HaKisei. And we came by, he had to go to the bathroom. So Rabbi Yochanan went to the bathroom. He didn't answer me, the question. Havi Be'ina Mine Milsa. I asked him, L'Pashalan, he didn't answer me. Adamashi Yadei, until he came out, he washed his hands. Umarach Tefillin, he put his tefillin back on. Obviously, he was wearing tefillin all day. Umavarich. And then he made the bracha on the tefillin, the hadar, and then he answered me, Amarlana filu kiim amrina limi lo amrina. They finally answer me, no, even if we say kiim bazeh mashakasa bazeh, we say kiim, we don't say limi, we don't say he taught everything that was in us, which is an even higher level. That's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. So there's a lot to talk about just on these few lines here. And that is, number one, so they used to wear tefillin all day. So there's a big discussion, how do we not wear tefillin all day? Prima Gadim has a suffix. Is it a mitzvah to arisa to wear tefillin all day? Or is it a mitzvah darabanan to wear tefillin, mitzvah darisa to wear tefillin once a day and darabanan to extend it? If you say it's darisa all day, just because, you know, what's the reason we don't wear tefillin all day? We can't have a proper mind, we can't have a proper body. What do you mean? But if you have the mitzvah, you have to get over it. You have to do the mitzvah. So it sounds like that, you know, you can't, though, the mitzvah was not, that the side of that prima gadim, the mitzvah is not to wear it all day, it's a mitzvah to wear it, you know, when for a moment. And then after that, you know, it's all a kiyam, but it's more of a nidrabanan. Rabin Chazasher has a piece in his Sefer, and Sefer Shmos, says maybe the mitzvah is like many other mitzvahs that we have. Like he compares it, I think, to the stipler's, I forgot to look it up again, the stipler's Talmud Torah. How, when do you have to learn, the stipler says, when's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? In every moment of your free time. So that doesn't exclude when you have to eat and when you have to sleep. In every moment of your free time, says the stipler, that's when you have to learn. So Menachas Asher says, when do you have the mitzvah to do a tefillin? At every moment when you can take appropriate care of it. So that might have changed over generations. Right? If we can't take, well, if we're involved in other things there, we can't have the kavana that's appropriate for tefillin, so maybe that's why we don't wear it. So that means he took off his tefillin, but he put it right back on. Number two is, umanach tefillin umavarech. So he made another bracha on his tefillin when he came out of the bathroom. So Rebbe Bizman is that. Let's say we go to the bathroom, and we put back on our tefillin. We take off our tefillin before, right, the Rambam says you have to check before we go to the, before we daven, we have to check if we have to go to the bathroom. Fine. Let's say I did, but let's say I have to go again in the middle of a davening. So I take off my tefillin. So what do I do when I put it back on? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in the Mishnah Berurah talks about this, in Simen Chafei, Sivka and Mem Zayin, V'chein, im chaltzon lichnos lebeis hakisei, afilu im hayadaito lolav shen tekef, Sorech levarech lekulei alma. You got to make another bracha when you put the tefillin back on. Because after all, you're not allowed to wear it in the bathroom, so it's a real hefsek, and that's why you have to make a new bracha right when you come out. Because of a chayadam, even if I have to pass gas, says the chayadam, you take it off for that reason. You got to make a new bracha afterwards because that's a hefsek. You weren't allowed to wear it when you were in that previous state. That's what we have. Other poskim say maybe, even though that's true, two limitations. Number one, maybe only lahaniach is repeated and not al mitzvahs tefillin for those Ashkenazim out there, right? Because the whole there's a whole machlokas we shown in bechlau whether you're supposed to say al mitzvahs tefillin, right? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch said and the Sfardim do not say al mitzvahs; they just say lahaniach on both. So maybe bechlau that's a machlokas. So in this case, we have to repeat. Maybe you just say lahaniach and not al mitzvahs. That's what some poskim say. And also others say, the Rav Sturmbach writes this. Let's say if I go to the bathroom, but it's just in the area of l'ktanim. Not l'gdolim. So then also there too, maybe if it's just l'ktanim, maybe that's not really a hefsek, because me'ikar adin, one might be able to wear tefillin if it's just l'ktanim and not l'gdolim. So therefore, maybe there you shouldn't make a bracha if it's just l'ktanim. Again, that might be a question of a safek brachas. Imo halach ato mayim l'beis akise kavua l'makam ashtana l'vad nirish lo l'vare akivet yulay mutter kink amit tefillin lo nikra hefsek. So again, if it's just l'ktanim, his lashon is in the makom aktanim, what we would call the area of the urinals, right? So if it's just that place, that's not the makom aktanim without a hefsek. Maybe if it's in the makom aktanim, so then maybe it's a hefsek, even if only one only does ktanim. Same thing for tzitzis. No, because tzitzis, the ikar din, you could wear into the bathroom. Wear into the bathroom only if you take off.
No, but if you took it off.
If you took off your tzitzis, yeah, did you have das to put it back on or not? So if you took off your tefillin, but tefillin is a hefsek. By tzitzis, so again, you could wear tefillin when you swim, but it's just that you don't want to get them wet, right? You can wear tzitzis when you swim. You just don't. So again, by tzitzis is more of a suffix, but the poskim are more nota not to make a bracha because it does have a hefsek. But let's say if you sleep during the day, that's the shaila. That's why a number of achronim say if you take a nap during the day, you should keep your tzitzis on. You don't run into any questions. If it's a different pair of tzitzis, then you make a bracha. Let's say somebody wears a new pair of tzitzis for Shabbos. New pair of tzitzis for Shabbos, you have a Shabbos, right? We spoke about it in Ode, we both have a separate Shabbos begadim. So they have a separate Shabbos tzitzis. So you put it on after your shower, Shabbos afternoon, you can make a bracha. Unless you specifically had in mind in the morning, my bracha is for all pairs of tzitzis that I wear that day. But if you want to make a new bracha, you can just have in mind your weekday tzitzis, and then you make a new one later on. Okay. Finally, just one more one-liner, and that is, he put on his tefillin, and then he made the bracha. What about Ovel Asiyasin? that we first make brachas and then we put on the tefillin? So Rabbi Yaakov Ender said, no, it must be that he put it on, he didn't tighten it yet. Right? That's what we're supposed to put it on, make the bracha, and then tighten it. So that's what it means, hiniach, he put it on manach, right? You know, this manach tefillin usually means put on the whole thing, but you have to say, Rabbi Yaakov Ender says here, it must be that he put it on his arm, and then he made the bracha, and then he tightened it. Okay. Weiter, now let's go. Next three lines of the Gemara are also jam-packed. The Yomar Mar, 1 minute. We just said that what did Rabbi Yochanan say that they said about Chizkiyah? Even though we say Kiyim, we don't say Limeid, which is mashma that teaching the Torah is greater, or Limeid, teaching slash learning, I don't want to translate it yet, right? But something to do with teaching slash learning is greater than Maisa. Is that really true? The Yomar Mar, Godol Limeid Torah Shehal Even Mevi Lidei Maisa. Greater is Limeid Torah because it brings to Maisa. What's the question? Three pshatim of the question, right here on the page. Rashi says, what does that line mean? Limud mevi lide maisa. So Rashi quotes, Alma maisa adif. You see, maisa is greater. Because limud mevi lide maisa, what's the goal? The goal is maisa. So how do they say, about what's the svar to say, even though we say kiyim, we don't say limud. What do you mean kiyim is greater? Kiyim is greater, says Rashi. Maisa is even greater. That's Rashi's shot of the question. Answer, Lokasha halamigmar halagmure. No, the difference between learning and teaching. Maisa is greater than learning, but teaching is the greatest. So that's why, Avakim amrinan limeid, or amrinan limeid here means teaching. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Tosva asks that the Gemara in Kiddushin learns just the opposite from this line. Limud, maybe the day Maisa shows that limeid is greater. Because limud does both. It's learning and it leads to Maisa. So how could that be the question here? So says the Tosfos. This is the pshat. Vomer Rabbeinu Tam about the fifth line of Tosfos. This is the pshat of the question of the Gemara. Tochi Birusha. Vomer Rabbeinu Shalim. Maybe the day Maisa. The Kibush Ana Omrim Kiyem Hari Ana Omrim Shalamad. No, Kiyem has to be that you were Lamad. Because how can you do any mitzvah if you didn't learn? So what do you mean Kiyem Amrinan Limei Lo Amrinan? If you were Kiyem, of course you were Limeid. Right. So how does it make sense that Chiluk says Tosfos? Because if you learned, that if you did, it must be you learned, because you can't do without learning. Answers Tosfos, that's the difference between teaching and learning. Again, fine, learn, but limi, teaching, that's different, and that's the higher mile. That's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. So the whole assumption of that pshat is that, right, you can't know unless you learn. This is what the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes in his Hakdama to Chelek Gimel. Right? The Mishnah Berurah has two Hakdamas. One to Chelek Aleph of the entire Mishnah Berurah, where he talks all about Kabbalistically all the mitzvahs that we have to do to package deal, and then he has a separate Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos, Chelek Gimel, which one, if one has ever gone through, it is a must-read. It's only two pages. It's a must-read of the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah. So then, at the end, where he gets specifically into Hilchos Shabbos, he says, you got to learn Hilchos Shabbos. He says, why? The only way to do it is if you don't know Hilchos Shabbos and we don't review it, we can learn the greatest Musar Sfarim all day, 24/7. You have to keep Shabbos, and Shabbos is amazing, and Shabbos is the bris, and Shabbos is an oath between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's amazing. You gotta do it. If you don't know Hilchos Shabbos, you're not going to know what to do, says the Mishnah Berurah. Right, if you don't do it, in Toa beikar ha'inyan shachoshiv she'inze bechal iser mayolo hamusar baza. Right, what are you going to know? V'chanam in your neinu im huchoshiv aleiz adaver she'inze bechal malacha ushvus lo yolo shemusar. And then he gives examples. He gives specific examples about borer and about bishul and about kibui. Right, he gives so you get examples. People don't know. If you don't know what a malacha is, so then it doesn't matter. Dosh, right, cleaning. Right, what's the automatic thing? We got a stain on the shirt. Oh, where's the seltzer? No, it's automatic. It's automatic, but it's malcha daraisa. Put on some liquid. So Mishnah Berurah says exactly what Tosfos assumes here. You have to, if you want to be mekayim, you got to have limud first. And finally, pshat number three of the Gemara. Pshat number three of the question. Tosfos quotes the she'iltos. The she'iltos, Rav Achaigon has the opposite girsa. What did they say? Right. Let's see what b'shilus Rav Achaigon. The last six lines of Tosfos. Lo garsino kiyim amrinan libi lo amrinan. He didn't have that line of Rabbi Yochanan. El agaras, but what did Rabbi Yochanan come out of the bathroom and say? He just put on tefillin, and he started teaching us. Meaning, vasulo. And then the Gemara says, had he put on tefillin first? He should have started teaching us. Why? Because learning and teaching is greater than Maisa. It's greater than Maisa. Right? No question about related to the previous. But it's just, how could he put on tefillin kodem? Limud is greater for Maisa. So he should have taught them first. answers the shiltos, just the opposite of what we said. No, no, no. Maisa is greater than teaching. But learning oneself, that's the greatest. See, it's just the opposite at the end. The ligmar nafshe libud gadol shemeivah deimaisa. Because learning yourself, that has the limud meivah deimaisa element too. So it's learning and it's leading to maisa. But teaching others, that's not limud to get to maisa. But like mur lachayrim lo adif. So that is the that's the way the Shultos reads it. So you have to know what the Shultos is talking about. That he, you know, that learning has an element that is even more than teaching. Has an element. I think Rova Poskim had the other Gersa first of all, and even the Shultos, I don't think he's going to say that teaching has nothing more than learning, but that's his, this is a big discussion about Limud and Mevi Lidei Maisa. It's a very, it's a beautiful piece in Shari Talmud Torah, Sefer by Yehuda Levi, talks all about Talmud Torah. He says there are three Tachlitim, right? Three ultimate purposes of Talmud Torah. We don't have to go, to go through all of them. So number one is Limud Amaras Lasos. Quotes all the Mar Mekomos of that, to know what to do. Number two is Liman Amanas Ladas, to know, to understand. And that's what the, he quotes from a number of Afarshim. He quotes that from Revav Minahar, which we like to mention in Nedar Mem Ches. It's to know the Tsiur and Emes and Iker, Tsiur Halev of the Torah. That's where he talks about how learning Torah has Simcha related to it. So here, he quotes the Lashon Sheh Yeshu Inyan Tsiur Halev Yadias HaEmes. Meaning, Lumen Amras Ladas, and the third, Limud Kedei Lagil Dveikus Bashem. Right, three Tachlisos of Talmud Torah, and talks all about the Mar Mekomos here, if one is interested. Okay, weiter. Amar B'Yachonam Shem Shem Bayachoy. May Dechsev Ashreichem Zorei Akol Mayim Mishachim Regal Asher V'Chamor. What does that pasuk mean in Yishayahu? Praiseworthy those that plant by the water, that send the ox and the donkey. We're going to darshan. It means anybody who learns Torah and does chesed, zochah nachla shnei shvatim, there's zochah to get the nachla of these two shvatim, the shor and the chamor. Last week's parasha. Shenemar ashreichem zarei. The first part of the pasuk says ashreichem zarei. Vein zriya letztaka. Shenemar zir lachem letztaka v'kishu levichased. Right? Zri is a lashon of tztaka because you plant. Right, you plant, you give tztaka, and that has sprouts. Vein mayim ala Torah, and it says mayim, and mayim refers to Torah. Shenemar, hay kol tzamei l'chulo mayim. Whoever's thirsty, come drink water, but that means if you're thirsty for Torah. We'll get back to that in a minute. V'zoch anachla shei shvatim, and anybody does that, tztaka and Torah, is our zoche to get the nachla of two shvatim, which two? Zoche l'kila ki Yosef, the zoche to the kila, to the canopy, like Yosef. Dichsiv, ben paras Yosef, ben osa da ali shur. So you see, Yosef is the ox, so therefore you get all the riches of Yosef. The Zohar Nachlas Yisachar too. The Chassid Yisachar Chamar Garim. Yisachar is the Chamar. Chamar Garim. Rashi quotes the Targum is Atar Benichsin. Right, riches. So therefore, the Yisachar to get Yosef and Yisachar. The Ista Amrei. Oh, you have no fun of. Or if you do Torah and Chesed, your enemies will fall away from you, Ki Yosef. The Chassid Bahem Amim Yenagach Yachtav Afsi Aretz. And the Zocha Labina, and your Zocha to special understanding like Yisachar, Yisachar, the Sevim, Bnei Yisachar, Yodei Bina, Leitim, Ladas, Mayasi, Yisrael. Right? They were the Bnei Sanhedrin, they were the Talmidei Chachamim, and therefore they were Zocha to special Bina. Interesting, this pasuk of Ein Mayim El Torah, right? Harit Chazan El Cholamayim is quoted some other place in Baba Kama. Where's that? The last Amud in Meruba, Daf Pei Beis, right? The last Amud in Meruba, second to last Amud in Meruba, I'm sorry, where the Gemara there says that a couple weeks prior, Shabbat Shalach, Bnei Yisrael traveled 3 days without water after the Kriyas Yamsuf, and how do you call it? Eimayim El Torah. They were thirsty for water. They went 3 days without learning, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was Masach in Kriyas HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah right then and there, right when they were traveling right after Kriyas Yamsuf. Asked Rav Soloveitchik, an unbelievable diuk. Just 1 minute. They didn't get the Torah yet. What were they thirsty for? They're thirsty in Eimayim El Torah. They didn't get that. They were between Kriyas Yamsuf and Eimayim Har Sinai. What's the Gemara talking about? Maybe they didn't get the Torah. So he says Rav Soloveitchik in one of his Yartzeit Shirim, Shirim Lezecher Abba Mari, in Takanas Moshe. The Takanas Moshe Shir, he says, what's pshat? Because they were thirsty because of a Jew's natural connection to Torah. Not because of any chi of mitzvah. You're right, they didn't get the Torah yet. But every Jew's natural connection to Torah, which is created by where? By the Gemara Mesechus Nida, where the Malach teaches us Kol Torah Kula and then makes us forget it. So why does he teach it to us in the first place if he's going to make us forget it? Because he wants to create the natural connection of every Jew to Torah, that Pintel Yid is being created, and that's what was yearning. They were after Kriyas Yamsov, after they saw the unbelievable Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, even before they had the mitzvah of learning. But they had the natural connection to learning. And that's why Bnei Yisrael thirsted for Torah, that's Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Okay, back down to earth. Hadron Allah Karba Avos. Now we get back to Karen, Shane, and Regel. Or I should say, Regel, Shane, and Karen. So, case of the regal muadis. So, case of the regal muadis. How is a regal a muad? So, Rashi quotes here. First three words are a question. Next three words are an answer. Tosafot says it's one big sentence. Let's do Rashi. Case of the regal muadis. What is a regal a muad for? L'shaver b'derechi lucha, to break in its path. That's what regal is. Tosafot says it's all one quote. That it, previously, at the end of the first parak, we had this line, and now the Gemara is going to explain it. Keza de regal muadis labajarachi lucha. What does that mean? Says Tosfos. And then the answer. Habehem muadis lala kadarko l'shaber. Behem is a muad to walk on its way and break. Haisim of etes, osha haisit tsuros manatim edakas v'akleha. If it kicks, or there are pebbles that are shoot out from its legs. V'shibris akelim, and it broke kelim mishalim chati nezek. Yipay chati nezek. Right, it's, why does it say meva etes here? Mevetes is Karen. It says it here because it's also Chati Nezek, like Tsroros, but Tsroros is Regal, so that's why Tsroros is here, that's why he puts it Mevetes here. But that's the concept of Tsroros. Darsal a Kli, what happens if an animal steps on a Kli? Vishavartu and breaks it. Vinafal a Kli, and then a piece of that Kli shoots out. Vishavro and breaks another Kli. Ala Risham, Mishalim Nezek Shalem, because the animal stepped on it. Vila Achron, Mishalim Chati Nezek. But on the second Kli, it's Chati Nezek, because that's Tsroros. Doesn't matter if a pebble shoots out or if a piece of the Kli that the animal broke shoots out. Ask Tosis, what's the Chiddush? I know what Tsroros is. So we'd have to have another example of Tsroros. So Tosfos says, bottom Tosfos, no, the Havamin is that you might have thought if the animal stepped on the Kli so hard that a piece of it shot out and brought another Kli, you'd think that's Karen and not regular Tsroros of Regel. You'd think that's Karen. Kamashmullah, no, that's also considered Tsroros. That's Tosfos. The Nemuk Yosef says here, you know what the Chiddush is? He quotes Tosfos and he says, Inami, the Chiddush is that you can be Chayev, Nezek Shalim, and Chati Nezek on the same act. That's the Chiddush. Two different payments, one Nezek Shalim, one Chazi Nezek on the same act. Fine. Next, Tanagola Muad Mahalik Adarkon L'Shaber. Chickens are, or roosters, are Muad to also, just like all other animals, to walk and to break things. Hayitzvil Kasha Baraglam. Let's say there's a pail that was tied to the leg of the rooster. Osha Haisa Mahadi Shum Shabbos Akelim. Or the rooster was dancing around and broke some Kelim. Mishalim Chati Nezek. Zipe Chati Nezek. Rashi quotes the Dilil Tsroros. We're going to get to exactly what the case is in the Gemara, but that's also going to be another example of Tsroros. What exactly, how do you define Tsroros? So all that we've shown him here, trying to define it, I'll just read you the Rush's definition. The Rush says, the definition of Tsroros is, bottom line, Avalim Dover in Dover Hamazik Ein Mechubar Leguf HaBehema B'Shash Hamazik Kunikrat Tsroros. That's the Rush's definition. The Dover Hamazik is not connected to the animal as it does the damage. So that might be a nafkamina. You might have a long connection. We're going to have to get to the Dalil case, the pail case. If the pail is on a string, that's connected far out. So you have to know exactly if that fits into the Rush's definition. Okay. Amalei Rabina Larava, Hainu Regal Haina Behema. What do the first two lines of the Mishnah mean? It says, Hesed a Regal Muadis, and then Behema Muadis. The same thing. So Amalei Tana Avos Haktani Toldos. No, you're right. It says Avos. First it says Avos, and then Toldos. Right? The Regal is an Av. And the behema is a right trampling is an av, and then it says the toldos to break with its body. El meata sefer tiktani. What about the next mishnah? Sefer tiktani hashen muadis to get into shein. Hashen muadis the behema muadis. First two lines there. The shein is muad, and then behema is muad to eat what's appropriate for it. My avos my toldosika. There is both avos, right? Because it says hashen muadis, and it says the animal is muad to eat all these things. So there. So what's the difference in that mishnah? So Havikam Hadalib Bidichusa. Rava answered Ravine as a joke. The Yarmalay, Anoshanoi Chada, Va'ashani Chada. Hey, I gave shot to the first Mishnah. It's your job to give shot to the second Mishnah. Even though the only reason that there's a problem in the second Mishnah is because of the shot that he gave to the first Mishnah. So that's why it's a joke. But that's what he's saying. For time am I. So he says, it's your turn. You give shot. So what's the reason? What's the pshat? So Amravashi, Tana Shein Dechayev, Tani Shein Debehema. Why did they have two lines there? One of a Chaya and one of a Behema. Sakadai Dechamina, I might have thought. Mishilach has Biroksiv. Behema in Chayalo. I might have thought only by a Behema, but not by a Chaya. You don't have Shein. Kamash Malan, the Chaya Bechal Behema. Kamash Malan, the Chaya is Bechal Behema. Unclear exactly what the Havamina was. What you would have thought what? That you're not Chayav for the Nezek of a Chaya. You just thought you're Pater. Right? So what exactly was the Havamina? Is there an element like certain halachas of Nezek? Like we said, we started off the first day of Baba Kama, we spoke about it. Is it a Svara? The fact that you're going to have to pay if somebody does damage, that's probably logical. The Isser Hezek, okay, maybe that's above and beyond. But to say that you have to pay, so Sarachin a little bit what the Havamina was here. Ihachi, 1 second. Havamibay, Lilibis Ibarisha. If Chai is Vachal Behema, so it should say Behema first. Just say Behema first. That's the one in the Pasuk. And then say chaya. And we say no, hi, da asi, mele midrasha chavivalei. We find this sometimes when chazal are very proud and we want to emphasize the drushes, not the power of the rabbanon to make drushes from the Torah Shebechsav. So you dafka put the one that you learned that midrasha first. You put chaya before behema. So yahachi reisha nami. So let's say he looks even bereisha. So too here. Put the toldos first. Right? Not the avan and the tolda. Where's the hachi asha? 1 minute. If they're both on equal level, so then you can say, okay, put the one that's learned that midrasha first. But hach ta'asi le midrasha chavivalei. But hach ha'shavik avatani tolda. But if it's an avatani tolda, you gotta put the av first. Gotta put the av first. Ibai seima or, I did the solving me regal, pasab regal. Or no, you put regal first, because that's what the Mishnah at the end of the first parak spoke about. So you're just quoting that line, so that's where you put regal first, that's the av. So the second day is saying, what's the ibai seima? Even if there's an adifus to the din daraisa, you still might say the asi d'midrasha. You might say that before the other one. Tana rabbanan, behemah muad is the halakha d'akol l'shaber. Right, says the behemah is a muad to walk on its way to break things. Kate said behemah shenachos al chazar nizak v'izika begufa derech ilucha. The animal walks into the chazar nizak and does damage with its body as it's walking. Ubasara derech ilucha, with its hair. Pa'uka shalaleh, with its saddle. B'shalav shalaleh also. Different, but a bundle that is carrying. Uber permia, or with its bit. Uber with a bell, v'chamor, b'masor, a donkey with its load. Again, any of these animals in Rishos Anizak, Mishalem, Nezak, Shalem, Pez, Nezak, Shalem. Sumchis omer, sroros. Sumchis says, sroros. V'chazir shayanover ba'ashba, or a pig that's digging in the garbage. V'hizik, if something shoots out and does hezik. Mishalem, Nezak, Shalem, Pez, Nezak, Shalem. Meaning, Sumchis argues on sroros chatzin Nezak. Sumcha says that you pay Nezek Shalem for Tzroros. Ask the Velt. Right? The Rambam writes in Ilchas Mamrim. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Pirshim Mishnayis. There can't be a machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. What are we talking about here? Sumcha argues on Tzroros Chatzin Nezek. So A, one answer is, this is what the Nesiv says, that who says Tzroros is on Halacha Moshe Misinai? That's only Rashi. Right? The Lashon of the Gemara is just Hilchas of Gemirah. So maybe the Rambam says Hilchas of Gemirah does not mean Halacha Moshe Misinai. A. B, the other pshat is, the Maariv Chayis here says, maybe the idea, the klal, is not argued upon, but only the details are. The fact that Sroros is considered hezek, that's the halacha Moshe Misinai. That the fact that something, a koach of a person, fine, but koach of an animal, who says I'm chay for that? So that's the chiddush of halacha Moshe Misinai, that you're chay for that, that's the hezek. But to say the details, chatzin adet shalem, maybe that could be a machlokas. Maybe that could be Yotze Zayin, that there's no machlokas about a certain element of halacha Moshe Misinai.
Could it be that that's what they were arguing about, whether it was
maybe it was halacha Moshe Misinai.
Whether
that was part of halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, maybe that could be a machlokas. Hezek pshita, that's what do you mean? Let's just clarify. Hezek, if the chazer does hezek, of course he's going to pay nezek shalem. Ela ema hitas v'hezek v'shalem nezek shalem, as I already described it. So if something shoots out and does nezek. Soros mandachar shmai. Who mentioned soros here? The Tanakhama just says regular cases of regel. Chisur mechzer v'achitani. You have to add in soros kir chayo chati nezek. Regular soros is considered regel, and that's halacha Moshe Misinai of chati nezek. So it is regel. That's why it belongs. That's part of the Tanakhama. But then v'chazer shaynover ba'ashv v'hidit v'hizik shalom chati nezek. The Tanakhama also says those are chati nezek, or those are cases of soros. Sumchis omar soros v'chazer shaynover ba'ashv v'hidit v'hizik shalom nezek shalem. You pay nezek shalem. Period. So a chazer, a pig that's in a garbage that's looking for food, something shoots out and damages. That's soros. Soros of what? Major machlokas. Tosfos here says, and the little Tosfos Nover, soros of shane. This is soros of shane, says Tosfos. Right, Rashi, we're going to have tomorrow's daf, says there is no such thing as Tzoros of Shein. There's only Tzoros of Regel. Right, but that's an important machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, whether there's a Tzoros of other Avos, not just Regel. Tana Rabbanan, Tana Golin.
So the reason we have two cases of
Tzoros
is one is Regel and one is Shein?
According to Tosfos, Lechora. Right, that's why you have to give the other example. One is, according to Rashi, maybe you have to say, even though it's Regel, the Chiddush is that even though the Chazer is doing it, L'Shem Hana'ah, maybe still that's considered Tzroros, because the first one is L'Shem damaging. Here the pig is just, just looking for food. So you might have called that Shein. Maybe that's the Chiddush. You might have called that Shein, and still it's Regel. Tosfos would say the Chiddush is that it is Shein.
And if the beginning of the Braisa talks about Regel, why does Sumchus only talk about
it? Sumchus first spoke about the regular case of Tzroros. Tzroros v'chazir. Right, so first he mentions the regular case of Tzroros, which is Regel. So maybe that's why, and then it just throws it in. Tana Rabbanan, Tana Golan Shayim Africhim Yimachan L'makom. Let's say roosters were jumping around from place to place. V'sharu Kelim B'chan Fam. They broke Kelim with their wings. Their wings banged into Kelim. Shalim Nezek Shalim. That's regular Hezek. But Ruach Shabachan Fam. But if they break things with the wind of their wings, Mishalim and Chatzin Nezek. Then they pay Chatzin Nezek only because that's Sroros. It wasn't direct. So Mchazam and Nezek Shalim. Period. Tani Idachol. So Tana Golan Shayim Mahatzin Agabe Isa. Agabe Peris. chickens that were running around, jumping on dough or on fruit, the tinfu, o nikru, and they dirtied it up, mishal nezek shalim. But if it's anything indirect, they caused dirt to go up, and then that ruined it. That's a chicken that's flying from place to place. And the wind from its wings causes a kli to break. Again, you pay stomach rabbanan. That's like the Rabbana Shita, Red Chati Nezek. Amar Rava, Bishlama Sumchus Ksara Kocha Kagufa Dami. I understand Sumchus is Svara of Kocha Kagufa. The Koch of an animal is just like the Guf of an animal. El Rabbanan, what's the Svara of the Rabbanan? I Kagufa Dami Kuli Nezek Boy Lishalim. If it's Kagufa, you should pay the whole Nezek. I Lav Kagufa Dami Chati Nezek Nami Lo Lishalim. If it's Lav Kagufa, you should pay nothing. So what's the middle approach of Chati Nezek? So Hada Amar Rava, Laolam Kagufa Dami, Vachati Nezek Svara Silchasa Kamirala. Right, we didn't know the first parak yet. Right, so they said that's the answer. It really is kagufo, and chazan es shoros hilchosak emirala. That is what you pay. Period. So what is hilchosak emirala? So according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't mean halachah mashmi sinai. Rashi has a feirish on Daf Gimel, but the Rambam, the Nitziv, in the first page of Kidmas Ha'emek, which is his hakdama to his commentary on the Shiltos, says that maybe the Rambam, because the Chavos Yori has a tshuva where he has 100 kashas on the Rambam, so many quiet places with his machlokas about halachah mashmi sinai. And the Rambam must know that. The Rambam can't. How can you say that if there's no machlokas? And you know, there's 100 cases of machlokas. So this answers a lot of those cases because the Chazal did not call all of those cases that we assume halacha Moshe Misinai as halacha Moshe Misinai. It's just hilchos of gemira law. So the Rambam might mean that's just the mesorah that we have, but lav dafka in the category of halacha Moshe Misinai. That's the Rambam.
According to Rashi, we can't, because Rashi clearly states
as
halacha Moshe Misinai.
Rashi says it is. So you have to figure out. If Rashi would say that, if Rashi would admit that you can have machlokas about halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we talk about throwing other people's kalim out of windows or throwing baseball bats on people's kalim. And just one thing, somebody asked me after show yesterday, the issue of modim, bowing at the end of modim, that is said in the last page of, somebody asked me that we don't bow at the end of modim. We don't bow at the end of modim diyachid. Right, except Akel Radatoshim Kohan Elahodos. But what I did not clarify enough was that I was talking about Modim Durabanan is when one is supposed to bow at the end. Barak El Hodos. Right, that's the last page of the first Chelek of the Mishnah Berurah. Right, the last page of the first Chelek, the Ramah says Beferish. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Yesh Bisha Omer says the Shulchan Aruch Shetzorach L'Shachos Gam Basof. V'tov lachish ludvarav. The Shulchan Aruch says, right? Should that bow b'sof at the end of Modim Drabanan? Baruch Kel Hodos, we bow the Chazon Ish, the Tfilah Kol Chazak quotes bowed. So that's what I was talking about. Tchilah b'sof. There's no b'sof at the end of our Modim Diyachid, but by Modim Drabanan, that's what we bow at the end. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue. Tonight's the Parsha Shir on YUTorah.org. The Parsha will be up on tonight. And tell all your friends who listen to the Parsha Shir that the Daf Shir is on ProjectSinai.org. And again, we thank all the Project Sinai people for all of their help and their L'Shem Harbatzas Torah. And there are many dedication opportunities. If anybody is interested in helping out the cause, just see the website. Thank you.